Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
I just know this is going to be a great day.
Don't get your hopes up.
Why not?
Why not?
It's just Tuesday.
I know it's only Tuesday, but it feels like Friday.
What have you been smoking?
Because there's nothing special about today whatsoever.
Well, that's your opinion.
You're entitled to it.
But
that's negative thinking.
I don't have time for that.
Okay, guys, let's get out there and make a difference.
It's showtime.
I can't believe it. There's nothing special going on today.
No, there isn't. Alexa, make it Friday again.
You think she can do that?
I wish she could.
Well, if anybody could, it would be
her. It would be Alexa,
yes. Of course it would. It's 6:04. The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back along with our producer, Morty. Our thanks to Bob Bishop for filling in yesterday morning, and boy, a couple of big announcements he had.
I know.
With Tool all of a sudden going back out on the road.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
And
that's
the Black Crowes.
Deal. Yeah.
Also, they patched up everything, I guess, between the brothers.
I guess so. Yeah, we got to talk about Tool and well, some music later on. I got a story for you later on that's interesting.
How was your long holiday weekend?
You know what? Here's the thing. It was great. It was good. And I felt all rested, and then I couldn't sleep last night. I don't know. You know when you're tossing and turning? Honestly, I think I got about maybe an hour of sleep. I just couldn't sleep. I was just tossing and turning. And then you know when you feel it's like, oh, it's crunch time. Crunch time. Got to go to sleep now. And you just can't. And then you just give up.
And I missed you out at the Pioneer Saloon by one day.
I know you went Sunday.
Yeah, we went Sunday. You celebrated Angie's birthday yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. We went out there yesterday. Not as busy, I don't think, as when you were out there, but it was great.
But I saw Carla and George Wallace on Friday night to kick off the weekend.
That was cool.
As usual, just a great show.
You're a sweetheart. Thank you.
And by the way, one more Veterans Day value.
Mm-hmm.
Or discount or whatever you want to call it, that tonight over at the Westgate, George Wallace, if you're a veteran, free show.
Yep, go see the show. Just go do it. Take advantage of it.
That's very nice.
It really is. He's done a lot for vets over the years, working for them, doing shows for them, and he wants to do that tonight. So free. If you're a veteran, go over see the show at Westgate.
I love it. Sunshine today, maybe some high clouds tomorrow. High in the mid to upper 70s. It's about 51 outside right now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news. We'll get to that in a bit.
Madonna being sued by somebody right here in Las Vegas.
All right, more on that and other stories after Queen, KKLZ.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Brought to you by Insperity for employee benefits and full service HR support. Visit Insperity.com. Well, it's sad news, but interesting. The original Marlboro Man, the original one, a guy named Robert Norris died earlier this month at the age of 90. I'm sure a lot of people are saying, why he lived that long? He wasn't a smoker, though.
Oh.
He was not a smoker. He gave it the gig up, actually, after about 14 years because he didn't want his kids to pick up the habit of smoking.
So you're talking about the guy that was featured in that big sign in Times Square.
Mm-hmm. That's the one.
With the little puffs of smoke coming out.
He was the original guy.
Wow.
Yeah, there were a couple of them along the way, but yes. Yeah, I know. So 90 years old, good life, good long life, you know, because he didn't smoke, kids. Okay, there you go. Pat Sajak wound up in the hospital, emergency surgery, had a blocked intestine. Ooh. He's okay. He'll be out in a couple of days. Vanna White will host Wheel of Fortune while he recovers. Her episodes will air next month in December. So good for her. I'm sure she was like, I can do this.
Yeah.
I've only been doing this for 30 years. I think I can do it. Somebody else touch those letters. Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Just take two steps over.
Yes.
You'll be fine.
She doesn't even have to turn them anymore.
No.
She just goes, bing. That's all. It is official. El Chapo's wife, Emma, joining VH1's reality show Cartel Crew.
Wow.
What has happened? November 18th, you can see that first. I can't even believe that just came out of my mouth. But there you go. Thank you, Lord Farquaad. Wow. And Madonna facing some major backlash from fans this past weekend. She had a concert scheduled for Thursday night at the Coliseum. She did three dates. 8:30. That's what time the show was advertised as.
Right.
But everybody knew, no, 10:30 is when she'll start. She didn't start till almost 12:30 Friday morning.
Wait a second. On the ticket, it says 8:30.
8:30.
But you already know going in, it's not going to start until 10:30.
Correct.
And she doesn't go on
till almost 2 hours later.
See, right there, I would say I'm not going.
Yes, exactly. Well, one fan is suing her for breach of contract.
Oh.
And I say if there's anybody else out there who's thinking about it, get on that bandwagon. Do a class action lawsuit, because that is ridiculous. And Madonna, you're 61 years old. Go to bed. Put on your diaper and go to bed, woman.
Why would you want to be up that late?
Yes, exactly. But as she said, no, the queen is never late.
Oh.
So she is not a diva, by the way. She is a queen.
Oh,
so
well. It's
ridiculous.
Good to know.
There's nobody I'm waiting around that long for to see.
That was all over Facebook, social media, Twitter. And,
shame on you, Madge.
I'm sorry.
Shame on you. Yeah.
All right. Well, if it makes you feel better, your first chance to grab your share of Wham!
Yeah.
Walking around money, it's back, 8 o'clock this morning, less than 2 hours. Qualify for that $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. If you want more details about Wham!, all you have to do is go to our website or download the free KKLZ app. The website, 96.3KKLZ.com. You know, you had mentioned Pat Sajak in entertainment news just a couple of minutes ago. Boy, it seems like game show hosts.
Yeah, I know.
They're all having these medical issues.
I know it.
So I hope Pat's going to be okay.
Yeah, I guess he will be, but I know Alex Trebek has a, he's got a rough go.
And the last, I think it was, this is from Friday?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where he got a little emotional. I guess one of the contestants had no shot of winning.
Right.
Whatsoever. So for his final answer, he wrote something that really evidently got to Alex. Listen to this.
In the title of a groundbreaking 1890 expose of poverty in New York City slums, these three words follow: how the. Drew, you're smiling. Let's take a look at your response. Did you come up with the right one? No? What is, we love you out. That's very kind of you. Thank you. Costs you $19.95. You're left with $5. Okay.
Yeah, that's all the guy had.
Aww.
After everything was said and done, he walked away with $5.
Yeah, I would have cried too, probably, Alex. Jeez.
I don't know if Alex was more upset about that.
I know. That's sweet. That's really sweet. Gosh.
It was very nice.
Aw.
Because you know you're not going to win.
I know. That's what I'd do. I'd just write something on there. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, whatever.
But that's from Jeopardy the other day. A very nice note as a final answer. So, all right. Monday Night Football last night.
Oh, my.
It was an emotional roller coaster.
I know, Mike. I know.
Got some highlights from that. Coming up here in a couple of minutes, Prince and Purple Rain.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Good personality with some good music also. That's what I like on the radio in the morning.
All right.
96.3 KKLZ.
So it was a big football weekend, and keeping track of which of our teams sucked the most.
Yeah.
By the way, I think that survey's still up on social media, and the Bears seem to be winning just fine.
I don't know how, because I suck the most of all of them now.
Well, I didn't want to bring it up, but Chicago and Detroit played.
Yeah.
And it's shocking. Shocking!
Shocking, yeah.
That it came down to the last play by the Lions.
Oh, it always does.
And Chicago wins.
Yeah.
Which is so unfreaking believable.
Yeah, we can't do anything. We just can't. Last plays are not our thing.
Okay.
So they're just not our thing.
John, you're a Skins fan. I think they had a bye.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Hold on for a second. Yeah, there you go.
They had a bye. They lost last week, though, to the Bills.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? They're still doing better than the Bengals. So they have won one game.
Well, the Browns beat the Bills.
Weekend,
so. What does that tell you?
I know.
And
I know,
Pittsburgh,
man.
And Morty's team, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, nobody can understand.
Yeah,
except for the fact that there's some reason Morty loves Pittsburgh.
Yeah, yeah.
And they won.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, they did.
They beat the Rams. It's a big game.
That was a big win.
Yeah.
But last night, if you couldn't stay up or didn't tune in, especially I would assume everybody back east could care less.
Right.
You had San Francisco, Seattle.
Oh, boy.
What a game. Man. So it comes down to overtime, that it might go into overtime.
Yeah.
If this rookie kicker for San Francisco, who just signed like last week.
I know. I don't want to play yet. I'm not
comes
ready.
In to put it into overtime, and this
ready.
Is how that goes.
Now the script has been written for the rookie Chase McLaughlin. Six ticks remain. Pressure on the rookie.
Oh, man.
Boy, oh, boy. So they're in overtime, and Seattle's quarterback, who is it? Russell Wilson. Who's like playing the season of his life.
Yeah, I know.
Is just rolling downfield until this happens.
Wilson, pressure off the edge, releases it, and it is intercepted by Greenlaw. Trey Greenlaw, can you believe this? Russell Wilson throws the pick.
So they get the ball back, comes back in, the rookie kicker for San Francisco, who again can be the toast of the town.
I know.
All he has to do is kick a winning field goal. Yeah.
Chase McLaughlin, 47-yard attempt to stay undefeated. Oh, he punched at it, and it had no chance at all.
What did it go, like 3 yards?
No, it wasn't even close. It couldn't even doink. It was so far off the field goal.
So bad. I know.
Because San Francisco's kicker now is Robbie Gould, who used to play with the Bears. Doink, doink, got rid of him, didn't think.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Don't even get me started.
He used to play with Penn State before the Bears.
Okay. Aw, there, see?
So that was the ending. So Seattle beats, and now San Francisco has one loss. Sorry, San Francisco, you're only 8-1.
I know. Listen, I've given up. I'm waiting for baseball again.
You know the funniest thing out of this whole thing is all the Dolphins fans came out and started making fun of the 49ers because they're like, we still have the perfect record.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, they got to brag about something.
Yeah, exactly.
They have nothing else going on. And I'm not even talking about the Vegas Golden Knights because they suck. They can't win. Everybody should be fired.
Jerseys are burning. Jerseys
are burning.
But tomorrow night, they're back at the T-Mobile against the Blackhawks. So we'll see how it goes. Starting in less than an hour from now, details on that in just a couple of minutes. 7:05, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. By the way, a new feature on our website. I wanted to mention this, Carla, because you have been going to the NSPCA the last couple of weeks or so. And you have a new video up.
I do. Yeah. It's Adopt a Senior Pet Month at the NSPCA, the one over on Dewey.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they have a few seniors over there, and people sometimes are afraid of older dogs or cats. They're not that much older, but they need a home. They want a home, and they'd like one before the holidays. So check out the video. And they are just adorable, and they're such good-natured pets. Just a little older. Adopt a Senior Pet Month at the NSPCA, and I will be doing those videos every couple of weeks just to showcase and to show off a few of the cats, dogs, rabbits. They've got them all.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, check it out.
A new feature on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. And as we said, if you're looking for a new friend,
yes,
check out the video at 96.3kklz.com. Go to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. It's right there. Sunshine today. Going to be nice. Nice and warm. Maybe some high clouds tomorrow. High in the mid-70s, 51 now. Few things we think you should know. Got that coming up here in a bit.
Oh, you will not believe where drug usage has climbed in what community.
All right. We'll find out more about that, some other things. Guns N' Roses, November Rain.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
This is not a funny story, but it's very unusual. Apparently, there's a rise in cocaine use for people over 90 years old.
What?
Yes. Yes. Several hospitals across the country and also in England have admitted people 90 and older for cocaine usage. They say it's something they probably tried, you know, when they were a little younger.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've either gotten back into it or it's been, you know, there in some way, shape, or form. Over 90.
The fact that they have the facilities to score.
Yeah. I know. This is
it's amazing.
It's absolutely crazy. Kids, don't start doing it. Just don't start doing
maybe
it.
Maybe they think it's a life remedy.
It's maybe so. Listen, if you know, if there's a you know, anything that makes you happier, or, you know, gives you more energy from what I've heard, that's the one right there. Yeah. Jeez.
And
wow.
At 90, I'm sure their mindset is, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what does it matter?
Run a marathon.
Yes, exactly.
I'm 90.
Yes, exactly. Even at 90, very slowly, but I feel like I'm doing this. This is great. Man.
Wow, that is wild.
Yeah, it is. And according to a new survey, 43% of people, this is almost half of people out there, admit they've convinced themselves they had a serious disease after Googling their symptoms.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, turned out they really had nothing. Nothing at all, but yeah. So go to the doctors, people. That's 2 in 5. That's almost 3 people, really. Like 2.5 people out of 5 who have misdiagnosed their symptoms.
The better yet, go to New Amsterdam because
Well, there you go. Yeah.
They take care of everything.
They do take care of everything.
They're
that
amazing
is true.
Doctors.
Well, luckily, the other 2.5 got distracted by the porn website. Okay. So they didn't. I think I'm sick.
The other web MD.
I feel better now. I feel so much better now. And one of the very cool cars that was inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame, that was the Matchbox cars. They are now in the Toy Hall of Fame. I'm surprised they weren't in sooner, but Kevin Hart is going, this is so cool. I love driving them. They're great. Okay. But yes, Matchbox cars, there's a list of some new toys, but that was one of them, and that was one that really kind of gained the votes.
Right.
It really gained
and
the votes.
And as a kid, that's what you collected.
Oh, please. The Matchbox cars, and then you got the track that you could, you know, snap your...
By the way, for those people listening, that's the sound
of... That's the sound of a Matchbox.
The track.
Yes. That's it right there. Thank you, Mike. Sponsored by Universal Solar. A few things you should know.
Grab your share of Wham. Write down the text number 59457. In a little over 30 minutes, your first chance to score $100 qualify for the $5,000 grand prize from Dollar Loan Center. 725. What music has your parents handed down to you that to this day you still listen to because of them?
Yeah.
And as you think back, was probably one of the cool things that you got from your parents. This is a great story. And the reason I bring this up, Carla, tell everybody what happened to you over the weekend.
So none of this will make sense to you, Mike, but I went into a Starbucks and I was humming and whistling a song that I just heard on my iPod. And the kid, his name was Titan. And he said, what are you whistling? He said, you're whistling. I said, oh, I do it. I don't realize sometimes. He said, no, that's cool. What are you whistling? I said, well, it's a song, and I should bring it up. It's a song by Porno for Pyros. It's called Pets. He said, oh, what is it? And he started writing it down. I said, it's Porno for Pyros. I said, it was kind of that alternative grunge period, you know, early to mid-90s. That's cool. My dad was a big fan of the Butthole Surfers. I said, well, that's cool.
I'm sorry?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's cool. He said, and Rage Against the Machine. I said, wow, cool dad, man. Really cool dad. So he's like, tell me the name of it again. So he was going to listen.
And how old is this
and
kid?
He's probably 20.
20?
Maybe
21.
20 years old. Okay. Yeah.
So dad's
and
40-something?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Dad's younger than me. But yeah, so, and I thought, wow, that is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool, man.
So what is your parents, what music?
Yeah. Was there like a really cool music that your parents listened to that you thought was cool and you took it with you? You still listen to this day. And
because
I know a
of
lot
that.
Of people. Yeah, I know a lot of our listeners are, you know, listeners because of their parents.
Right.
You know, I can't tell you how many 25, 30-year-olds I meet, and it's like, oh, man, I love Journey. It's like, how is that? Oh, my parents played it all the time, man. They're great.
702-739-9636. You fall into that category where your parents handed down some music to you that you think even to this day, hey, that's pretty cool. Yeah, that's why I listen to it.
Yeah.
Because my mom and dad listened to it.
Right.
Now, the flip side.
Yeah.
Went to go see the Plain White Tees over the weekend.
And you knew the song?
I knew about 4 or 5 of them. I was very proud dancing with the kids and everything else over at the Silverton. It was awesome. Text or call. We'd love to hear from you.
Wakes me up the right way.
Good morning.
You're
listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so some kid catches Carla whistling and humming a song from the
Pyros song. You know what? Here, Mike, let me play that for you.
This Do you have some of that?
That I was actually humming. Here we go.
Can we play it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is nothing. Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's this now? Pyro for the...
Porno for pyros.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're humming and whistling this song.
Yeah, whistling this song. And he told me that his parents were into some really cool music. Rage Against the Machine, the VH Surfers. And so I was just kind of wondering, and we're getting some great stuff from people here.
So we wanted to know what music did your parents hand down to you that you still listen to this day?
It was cool to you then. It's cool to you now.
Right.
And Michael says Pink Floyd music. My mom and I listened to it when I was younger, still listen to it today. Sarah says, of course, the Beatles. It was 1979, before classic rock stations. I was 10. My sister and brother, 6, listened to the Beatles all the time. Tamara says, I listen to you guys because of my parents. Billy Joel, Queen, Kenny Loggins, Journey, my very favorite, Starship. I love it all, and I'm 36, by the way. And by the way, socks on, Morty, she says. Taking us back.
Wow.
Adrian grew up with music from Woodstock, the Beatles, Stones. Thanks, Mom and Dad. Yeah.
All right. Felicia, what about you?
Oh, my gosh. The music from the 70s. I remember listening to the stylist when we were kids. My mom put the cassette tape in. Me and my sisters thought it was a new group and stuff like that. But it came out to be someone from their time. And we still love it. We still love listening to the music from my mom's time from the 70s.
Ah, that's like who else? Who else?
The Jackson 5, the Beatles, all of them. My mother had all their albums.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so cool.
I do to this day.
I wonder what my kids would say.
I know. Well, who did you used to? Who did you listen to?
My music and my mom's music. So much.
Are your kids like Doobie Brothers fans? Or
you know what? I don't know.
They love them all. My son like REO Speedwagon.
That's a big one.
Felicia, thank you so much.
Yes.
You have a great day.
You too.
I'll have to call Nick. Nick's a throwback kid, anyways.
Yes, I know she is.
She loved the Janis Joplin, Grateful Dead.
Oh, that's so cool.
That I never really was into, but
that's
what happened.
Right.
Now, we got a kid on the phone, Mars.
Okay.
His name's Mars. Mars, how old are you?
I'm 23, and my favorite Prince song would be like Little Red Corvette.
Right.
But I think my mom's is I Want to Be Your Lover.
Oh, see? I know.
Anybody else comes to mind because of your mom?
A lot of different ones. A lot of them are like old school kind of, Zapp and Roger.
Well, we got some parents out there with good taste. I'll
Very
tell you
cool
that
parents.
Right now.
Yes, Very cool
no
parents.
Kidding.
And
wow.
You know what happens when you have cool parents? You have cool kids.
Cool kids. Yeah, exactly.
Especially with a name like Mars.
I know. Mars, where did that name come from? Did your parents, was it just one night that they were smoking something? And
smelling socks or something? I don't know.
No, it's actually a nickname.
Okay.
My name is Marcelino.
Oh, wow. Oh, Italian?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I thought.
Of course.
That's what I thought. It all goes back to that.
It does. Mars, you have a great day. A couple of more texts regarding the music that your parents handed down to you.
Yes.
And you still remember it. That was the one cool thing that maybe they gave you. To this day, you say, I still dig it.
Buffy says, my father was a huge blues fan. Bobby Blue Band, B.B. King.
Nice.
Ray Charles. And I still love that music because of him. Tammy says, my mom, Mike, you like this? Huge Elvis fan. Trickled down to me. Yeah, I know. A lot of people like Elvis. Now, one more. Being born in the 60s, my parents listened to Elvis Presley, Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
All of that. Still love it. My dad, however, Alice Cooper. Big Alice Cooper fan. So
your
there
mom's
you go.
One. Thank you.
Yes, I know. Way to go. I had him listening to Elvis and Chuck Berry.
Yeah. Dave, what about you?
Well, I'm old, but I have a 34-year-old daughter.
who her favorite band is Led Zeppelin. She likes the Beatles.
Okay.
She likes the Stones. She likes Eagles, Doobie Brothers, Santana.
That's awesome.
It's almost like a blessing from God, isn't it, Dave?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of her for that because she doesn't like that new crap. I'm sorry, that new music.
We got it. I know.
You know what I go through now with Carla?
I know. Who? Porno? What?
Dave, you have a great day.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
With the Godsmacks.
Yeah, I know.
Between you and my wife, Jody. Although she loves Dean Martin, though.
See?
She's a big Dean Martin
fan. Yes.
Hey, wham! Your chance to score some cash. Qualify for the $5,000 from Dollar Loan Center coming up. 5-6 minutes from now, it's Van Halen.
It's time to win some wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham! That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, here we go. Let's put $100 in somebody's pocket right off the bat. This hour's wham code word, tackle.
Tackle. T-A-C-K-L-E, tackle.
That's it right there. Text tackle to 59457. That is 59457. Or you can enter it online at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app. Again, this hour's wham word, tackle. Now spell it correctly and make sure you text it before 8:15 for your chance to put that $100 in your pocket and qualify for $5,000, the grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. Again, this hour's wham code word, tackle. Text it to 59457. Good luck.
Did your parents let you listen to them? Twisted Sister?
You know what? I don't know about that, but Tom. Tom says, you know, the song I remember most handed down to me was Who Stole the Kishka by Frankie Yankovic.
Someone stole the Kishka. Someone stole the Kishka. Someone stole the Kishka from the butcher shop.
I have no idea why we have this.
Kishka, who stole the Kishka?
Oh, wow.
Who stole the Kishka? Someone called the cops.
Oh, my gosh. He says my people sure knew how to drink and dance. Yes, they did, Tom.
Someone stole the Kishka. You got to call the cops.
Call the cops, man. They got the sausage.
Hey, by the way, still have a couple of minutes to text a word to 59457. The word is tackle, T-A-C-K-L-E. Tackle to score some wham and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize from Dollar Loan Center. Good luck. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, he finally got the boot. He is not dancing anymore.
All right, we'll find out who that is, plus other stories after KC and the Sunshine Band.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Best TV shows of the 2010s, Breaking Bad, tops that list. Second, Mad Men. Followed by Atlanta, Parks and Rec, and The Americans. Great show.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that show was good. Miley Cyrus had vocal cord surgery. Her recovery will include several weeks of silence. File that under things we wish for Kanye. Oh, boy. He's thinking about, by the way, Kanye West thinking about changing his name to, and I quote, this is what he wants to change it to, Christian Genius Billionaire Kanye West.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Aren't those kind of nicknames? But he wants to do it for legal reasons.
He wants to do it for legal reasons. Yeah,
wow.
That's, you know what? That's, if you're still writing checks, Kanye, it's going to be a big pain in the butt. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
So would people just call him Chris?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. CGBKW, I guess. CG. Yeah,
we are in that time of letters now.
Yes, we are. Yeah, everything's one big acronym now. That's all it is.
That's what it's called.
Oy vey. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos reportedly interested in buying an NFL team. Now, the average cost of an NFL team, about $3 billion, which I'm sure he can just dig out of his couch cushions. I got it. Buy the team. Whatever. Man, a lot. $3 billion. That's nothing. Nothing.
Just
nothing
to have
for him.
That.
Yeah.
That would be such a good rich guy.
Just that. Yeah. And he's got like, you know, a thousand times that.
Uh-huh.
And Sean Spicer. He's gone.
What?
He's gone. He got the boot on Dancing with the Stars.
That's too bad.
We're getting down to the wire now, and they're looking at the good dancers, and he just never was a good dancer.
Yeah.
Awful.
Well, maybe it's
just
for the best.
Awful. Just awful. Brought to you by Insperity for employee benefits and full service HR support. Visit Insperity.com.
By the way, Fleetwood Mac tickets. You have a chance to win those with Wendy Rush during the midday. On top of that, a couple of big announcements yesterday. Bob Bishop had filling in for us, one being the Black Crowes.
Right.
The brothers have finally put down whatever beef they had and said, yeah, you know what, let's go out and do the one album, 30th anniversary. Shake Your, what is it?
Shake Your Moneymaker.
So you'll have a chance to win those with Larry Martino at about 3:40 this afternoon. And then the other big one, and I know you and Morty were really excited about it.
Yeah, all this the band, cool parents, cool kids.
When this band came out with their first album in how many years?
Like 18 years.
Tool.
Yes.
Tool is going to be at the T-Mobile Arena on Friday, January 17th. Boy, this is sooner than later.
I know. I know.
I mean, the year has just flown by.
Yeah, this is a really, really big concert. You want to impress the, kids? You want to impress mom and dad, man. Yeah.
All right. So
definitely.
We're gonna, by the way, I did get a text from Kelly.
Oh.
I called Nick. He hasn't called me back yet.
Yeah.
I texted Kelly about what music did I leave you.
Right.
And she said Beach Boys.
I love it.
I'm just a big fan of the Beach Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Pet Sounds
and all
that
stuff.
Yeah,
I get it.
She goes, there's a lot of older music I like. Beatles.
Right.
And such.
Okay.
So I guess I did. I don't know.
All right, cool. That's cool. They didn't say, you know, Pablo Cruz or anything like that.
No,
so, you know.
Bread.
Yes, that's right.
All right, so these Tool tickets, we're going to tell you how to win those in about 6-7 minutes. But, yeah, your chance to win Tool.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It helps us start the day with warmth and vigor.
96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, all this week you're going to have a chance to win tickets to one unbelievable concert.
Yeah, it's I
Tool.
Guess.
Tool.
Man, yes.
Tool!
Yep.
Going to be over at the T-Mobile Arena Friday, January 17th. And I said this is sooner than later because, you know, already they started talking about shows next year, like in September.
Yes.
But this year has gone by so fast, and with Thanksgiving being late, not a lot of time between the holidays. And then you got the new year, and before you know it, Tool.
Yep.
Friday night, January 17th. You have a chance to win those. So we got the phone lines on hold right now. We'll get through news and weather. But we'll tell you how to win. It's going to be a round of 5 and 10.
Yes, 5 and 10.
Carla will give you a category. You simply name 5 things out of that category in 10 seconds, and you're a winner.
There you go.
And we'll start with caller number 9 again. After we get through news and weather, we'll take the phone lines off hold, starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636 for your chance to win those tickets for Tool. Rachel on the phone, a big Tool fan.
Yes, absolutely.
That's so cool. I love it.
So, Rachel, we're going to play a round of 5 and 10. We've already explained the game to her. Rachel, good luck. Here we go.
Rachel, I want you to name, very simply, 5 tools.
Go.
Hammer, saw, nail, screw, chainsaw.
You got it.
Some of those I'm
allowing, Mike. I'm going to allow.
I heard screw.
Yes, they're used with a tool, so I will allow that.
Thank you.
You know what? Rachel's a huge fan, so yes, absolutely.
Carla must have had a very nice weekend.
I know I did, actually. Yes, I did.
Rachel, you got the tickets. You're going to see Tool over at the T-Mobile Arena. These tickets are from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. By the way, not that you have to do this, but Rachel, everybody else, there's a second chance to win a pair of tickets on our website. Go to the contest page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Rachel, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up your tickets. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I love it. You guys are great.
Congratulating Jessica Rubel, who won her share of the Wham, and right when she picked up the phone, she was a little nervous.
I can't even talk right now.
I'm pretty sure you can guess why I'm calling you, huh?
I probably won.
Yeah, probably.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
You got yourself $100. Congratulations.
Woohoo, thank you so much. I love you guys.
What are you going to do with the extra money?
I don't know. I don't even know. Probably spend it on my kids like I always do.
There you go.
What? No, spend it on yourself.
I agree.
Get a massage. Take yourself to lunch with a girlfriend or...
buy a good bottle of wine.
There you go.
Right, a good one.
Your next chance to score some wham, some walking around money, coming up in about 5-6 minutes, qualify you for that $5,000 grand prize from Dollar Loan Center. We'll do it after Phil Collins.
It's time to win some wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, here we go. This hour's Wham code word, heritage.
Heritage, H-E-R-I-T-A-G-E, heritage as in Heritage Park.
That's right. Now, text heritage to 59457. That's 59457. Or you may enter it online at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app. Once again, this hour's Wham code word, heritage. Now, spell it correctly. Make sure you enter it before 9:15. For your chance to put that $100 in your pocket and qualify for $5,000, the big grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. Again, this hour's code word, wham word, heritage. Text it 59457. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's other news.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Half of people listening to music while they work, according to a new survey, says it's good for their productivity.
Yeah, I believe it.
Researchers found people finished a task about 3 minutes faster when they're listening to music as opposed to when they weren't. So that's why, my wife, Jody, listens with her headphones on.
Okay.
She listens online to us. And then
I listen when I clean.
Do you really?
It's motivating, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it really is.
So, see, it's better if you listen to us, on the radio.
Absolutely.
And all the music.
Yeah.
At work.
You'll get a lot done.
Thank you.
We don't, but you will.
No, you will. Two lifelong friends in Oregon were watching the Alabama-LSU game on Saturday.
Oh, that's cool.
Got into an argument. Oh. Which led one guy to shooting the other.
Oh, jeez.
Don't you think if you invite your best friend over to watch a game.
Okay, dude.
You put the chips, dip, and the refreshments out, but put away the guns.
Do you have to say that? No shooting, okay? No shooting.
Check your firearms at the door.
Man alive.
Okay? Not trying to take it away from you forever.
Stupid.
Well, the guy who shot his friend was arrested.
Good.
The injuries were not life-threatening. Now, which one was the LSU fan?
Yeah, which one of you? Come here, stupid.
One of the charges, attempted murder.
Jeez, well, yeah, you point a gun and shoot it at someone, yeah.
Can't wait for Thanksgiving Day dinner.
Oh, man, don't talk politics, you two. Don't do it.
No.
Listen, Perth, Australia, speaking of criminals, police were transporting a suspect to jail when he fell out of the back of the paddy wagon. Oh, man. Bob, did you not lock that door? Oh, jeez. Yeah, he just tumbled right on out, got up, and ran away. They have not found him yet.
Wow.
They haven't found him.
Handcuffed and everything.
Oh, jeez.
Well, you know what to do. Tuck and roll.
Tuck and roll. Oh, man. And an interesting story here, Mike. Another world record broken. An Idaho man set a world record by balancing, and you see me with my finger up, 150 poker chips on his finger for 7 seconds.
Could you do that?
Well, no. Well, he credits the feat to living in Idaho. So, I mean, what else do you do? Come on. No, I couldn't.
150. So you stack them up.
Poker chips.
And then you put them on your index finger.
Yes. I think I could do probably one or two.
Not 10?
No way. No way.
Wow.
No, 150. But, okay. I mean, you know, if there's anything good you can say, I mean, Idaho, huh? Sure. Why not?
That's where the guy lives.
Yeah, that's where he lives.
Well, good
for
him.
Yes, I'm sure he learned that in a class at U of I, probably. There you go. Poker chip stacking just right after, underwater, what was it? Basket weaving.
There you go.
There you go. It's Tuesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
As we do every morning, a good news story to get you through your day. It's an 8-year-old today, an 8-year-old who bought Thanksgiving dinner for 25 families in need. This is in Georgetown Township in Michigan. This little kid used his own money, by the way, to buy Thanksgiving dinners for 25 families in his hometown. His name is Trey Hicks. Saved all his money from doing chores, took donations from relatives. You know, you got to hit up the family, right?
You
right?
Do.
Yes.
And who's going to turn down an 8-year-old?
Exactly. Oh, geez. He says he's buying dinner for some homeless families. Yes. Well, he started in, listen to this. He started in 2016 after he spotted some homeless people near a shelter near his house. And he thought, well, heck, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do 25 families. Well, here we are. And he hopes to grow the project now in the future. Now that he's made a little noise, was able to do it, he hopes to grow it and do it for more families next year. So there you go, 8-year-old. Using his own money, people.
I love it.
I know.
And I look at Ethan now, who's 7 years old, going to be 8.
Right.
Hopefully he'll have that kind of mindset.
Well, and didn't you try to break into his piggy bank, Mike?
I have a couple of times, and Nana said no.
Hey, put that away.
Anytime you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Sponsored by Insperity. For employee benefits, full-service HR support, visit Insperity.com. Recap of the show. Boy, an emotional moment. We talked about this on Jeopardy with Alex Trebek. Yeah. The one contestant who really had nothing to win. He knew he was out of it in Final Jeopardy. And his final answer was, what is, we love you, Alex.
Yes.
And it kind of got to him. And who wouldn't that get to?
That's really sweet.
As he battles cancer. We also talked about music that your parents left you.
Yeah.
That cool factor.
Uh-huh.
And it was nice to hear from Kelly. I haven't heard from Nick, and I'm sure I will, but my other daughter, Kelly, mentioned the Beatles, Beach Boys.
Right.
Stuff like that when we take
a
road trip or something like that.
Yes, yeah. So. Nobody else mentioned Frankie Yankovic,
And who stole the Kishka? And Val Jean Tindall. Got the call. She's a Wham winner.
Yeah, thank you. I've been trying every day. Thank you.
No problem. Congratulations. What are you going to do with extra money?
Well, I've been doing some work around the house and stuff, so probably put some stuff, for our new house. So that would be a good.
That's nice.
Okay.
That makes you feel good to do it that
way.
Like we had said before, your next chance to score some Wham, about 20 minutes away with Wendy Rush. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.